April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we hear poetry from 2015 from Matt Fatasik of Niles, Michigan, who is in his first year of the Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing and Literature program at Northern Michigan University.
Sparks and Wires. In some dim basement, my father bends live wire to his Promethean will and passes the spark to his elder son, a child of rogue electrons and radio waves, heir to the family machine sense. I took to the grass and leaves. I counted poppies and clover, clutch at a handful of old crayons. I craved words as numerous as the cats in Zanzibar. I passed the same spark from tongue to teeth. Authority. Authority stems from the birdcatcher. We can trace authority back hand to hand, before even the advent of hands, to tooth and talon, when authority stemmed from the earth, from a little mud scintilla, thunderstruck and livid with the life of the first. Authority stemmed from the dew that carried the first food, rotten fruit dropped loudly from tree to burrow, that married early tongues to the concept of thirst, and harried blowfly militias that swarmed the first body buried by the dew. Authority passed to the angel, or the sun, or the goddess, or the icon, that pompous carving of some creative ape who thought authority looked like him, thought the earth was named by committee, thought the rivers were composed of divine ejaculate and not the aforementioned dew. Authority passed to the monarch, to the father and the son, authority to the chair and the coin, pressed, then passed to those who traced authority. Dew was rendered obsolete. Authority passed to the pen, the press, the fountain, the paper, to the ink-stained block stamps and those who moved them. Authority passed to those who wrote about the bird who surveyed the earth. Authority passed to catastrophe, to the first drop of dew that dried on a slab of concrete, from king to guillotine, coin to critic. Authority passed to the hunter, to the featherless skeptic, the bird catcher. My first youth fair. Standing in the heat of the county fair office, just a small pinewood box in the red earth lot at the edge of the grounds, my mother inquired about the empty space in the pen of my show lambs. And they told her how the sheep were small, and how some benevolent stranger had filled their trough in the night, and how, by some mystery of nature, a sheep never feels full and will stuff the angry void of its stomach until death, and how that explains the small sheep they found, stiff-legged and faintly steaming, face down in a pile of grain, why they dragged it off to be buried in the red earth lot at the edge of the grounds. And my mother nodded, and I stared at her hand, and we walked out into the strange air of the fairgrounds, full of red dust and shorn wool fibers. Illinois is burning. Illinois is burning slowly from the inside, so the jaundiced grass crackles underfoot like new cellophane, and the paint falls off the old horse statue outside the U store it that has sat empty for many years now. Broken Ring. Midnight untamed me, child of the savage animals summoned from the flame beaten and stirred by my father in the concrete ring out back. I gave caught moths to the fire, hoping for some brush of hot breath, drawn from the smoke and cinder, a mote of red ash settling on the back of a whippoorwill, crying even years later, that old ring cooled and cracked. Missile Command. We offered quarters to the cabinet rows. The older boys came to ply pills and play Galaga, and all of us beat rings of road salt around the abandoned and unwanted games of some other era. We laughed at their disastered metaphors, point of light for missile tip, and how an indignant chiptune bleat stood for a screaming across the sky. We never considered how an imagined bomb might fall always on the head of the man who pressed in awe of dying into the young, who painted a dead pixel in the sky.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Allstrom. Thanks for listening.